Oakland Symphony music director, Michael Morgan.
Tonight's repast is a collection of shorter pieces. The first is Centinela by the Mexican composer Silvestre Revueltas. It is one of the most famous orchestral pieces from Mexico. Based on a poem by Nicolas Guillen and evoking Afro-Cuban religious gatherings, here is Centinela. Sensimaya by Revueltas from our 2015 Notes from Mexico concert. This next work is also American, the first essay for orchestra by Samuel Barber. Like a literary essay, it is an extended development of a central idea. In this case, the idea is given right at the beginning of the piece. The conductor Toscanini, a champion of Barber's music, gave the first performance in 1938. This Oakland Symphony performance from 2018 is led by our associate conductor, Brian Neese. Here then is the Barber first essay. I'm pairing Barber's first essay with Barber's first symphony, also conducted by associate conductor Brian Meese. It is a compact, one-movement work that has the four movements of a traditional symphony pressed into one. Barber's overtly romantic music has always been a hit with conductors and audiences. Dedicated to his partner, Giancarlo Menotti, here is Barber's first symphony, conducted by Brian Meese. Thank you. Samuel Barber's First Symphony, conducted by Brian Neese. The last of our four short works is the famous fantasy overture to Romeo and Juliet by Tchaikovsky, a piece that was on my very first Oakland Symphony concert. This is not that performance, but one from 2014. Here's tonight's finale, Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet.
Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet. The Oakland Symphony was conducted by music director Michael Morgan. Earlier, we heard works of Samuel Barber and Silvestri Revueltas. I'm Dr. Mieko Hitano, Executive Director of Oakland Symphony. If you enjoyed this performance, please consider making a gift in support of your Oakland Symphony. Just click the green button on your screen underneath the music player and enjoy other classic Oakland Symphony performances right here.